Oh, it's worked. It's worked.
Wait a minute, darling. I've got wet hands.
Oh, I couldn't care less. You're very clever, darling. You were absolutely right.
Lady Thackeray's just drawn the letters?
Yes.
My God, that's a relief.
Oh, you don't know how much. She didn't ring through till 4 o'clock this afternoon.
Oh, darling, and you've been in suspense all that time.
Well, I'd have rung you if I'd known any earlier. Actually, I was beginning to despair. It was an awfully sticky editorial meeting. I explained the situation. Oh, I told Mike already, of course, before we went in.
What did he say?
Not much. I thought I caught approval, but I couldn't really tell. He's being a bit odd for Mike, you know, leaving it all to me this way.
And how's Milton reacted?
Oh, I don't know, and I don't care. The great thing is that Thelma Gough won't be faced with that god-awful letter. Oh, and I told Morris, by the way.
What?
That I'd applied for the editor's job.
Darling, you've had quite a day, haven't you?
Well, it's lovely to be home. How's that throat of yours?
Oh, coming on. These things go in their own good time.
What on earth's that doing there? It's Arthur's Tantalus.
Yes.
I absolutely loathe it.
Well, it's a good Victorian piece, actually, darling.
Yes, typical of the Victorians. Leave your drink about where the servants can see it and lock it up so they can't get at it. It'll have to go, Peter.
Any suggestions as to where?
Oh, why can't Arthur have it in his own room?
Well, he's got quite a lot of stuff up there already.
Oh, no. Well, in the sitting room, then, if he really has to. There's definitely no room for it in this kitchen.
Yes, well, darling, there's not exactly much room for it in the sitting room now.
Peter, do you stop burying your face in the pans for a minute and tell me what is going on?
Darling, I think you'd better go and ask Father.
I'm extremely sorry, Elizabeth, but what else was I to do?
All right, Arthur, all right.
After all, one has very little left in life at my age. One's few treasures mean a great deal.
I know. But the thing is, there aren't a few of them, Arthur. There are an awful lot.
Well, they seem few to me. They're all that remains of the past 80 years. At my age, Elizabeth, I'm afraid one simply exists in one's memories. You'll understand one day.
I understand now, Arthur. Believe me, I do, and I'm very sympathetic. It's just that this house isn't exactly large, and with 3 small children...
Four children, really, darling, as soon as Jeremy comes back.
I see. You're joining in now, are you, Peter? You're turning against me, too.
Now, of course I'm not, Father.
You didn't say anything when we drove to collect the things.
Well, you didn't give me much chance. In any case, I didn't know we were going to bring back so many.
Well, did you want them to be disposed of over my head? I intend to rescue a lot more yet.
Mm. I still don't understand.
It was perfectly simple, I've told you. George is selling the Kane House flat.
Yes, but he isn't doing it tomorrow.
Well, what does it matter when he's doing it?
Well, there's probably plenty of time to arrange to have the things stored.
Stored? I see. You suggest that everything that gives meaning to my life should be packed in mothballs and stored in a repository.
No, not everything. You could pick out the things that really matter.
They all matter.
Well, you don't appear to have missed them for the last 2 months. You've never even mentioned them until now.
Father, Liz is quite right, you know.
Oh!
You could pick out the things that matter to you most, and we could organize
it. When do they actually have to be out?
I've no idea.
But George must have said, surely.
No.
How did you find out that George was thinking of selling the flat, Arthur?
I happened to ring up to tell him that I was returning there.
Returning?
As it's crystal clear that I'm unwanted here.
Oh, rubbish.
Is it rubbish, Elizabeth? Is it?
Now, you know perfectly well...
I'm asking Elizabeth, am I wanted here?
I hadn't thought it would be ideal for any of us. For you particularly, if you moved in here for good. On the other hand, if you've really decided that that's what you want to do...
What alternative is there for me? Now George has stabbed me in the back.
There are several possibilities, I'm sure. In any case, even if you do decide to leave here, there's certainly no rush from our point of view.
And I don't really think you can say George has stabbed you in the back, Father. He did ask you if you'd ever want to go back to Kane House, and you said no.
And is no one ever to be allowed to change their minds? It's all right for George.
Well, it's the same for George as it is for you.
Balderdash. He's 30 years younger than I am. Well, 24. And he's obviously found himself a nice little bachelor flat in Vale End. He said he was thinking about it.
So that's what you were ringing the estate agents about?
What's that, Shirley?
Selling the flat. You're a dark horse, aren't you?
I beg your pardon?
Here, have another pineapple ring.
Oh, well, I don't mind if I do. Very refreshing, aren't they?
Any kish to go with them?
No, you'd be lucky. Did they say how long they thought it'd take?
I didn't ask, but I don't envisage any difficulty. Oh, thank you, dear. They're nice flats.
Mm. Modern?
Mm. Well, hardly.
Well, compared to this.
I think you've made this very cosy. Very homely. It's a pity it's a basement, of course, but there you are.
What's wrong with a basement?
Oh, a little airless, perhaps. If you don't get all the sun, you might.
Oh, we do on this side.
Yes. Oh, I do hope I'm doing the right thing.
Well, if you do want to go back to Kane House, it's a bit pointless keeping it on, isn't it?
Yes, but there's always Arthur.
He said he was going to live with his family, didn't he? Permanently.
Yeah, but one never knows quite where one is with Arthur. He telephoned me this morning, and I got a very strong feeling that he was hankering to go back there.
Too bad, George.
I always feel responsible for Arthur somehow. I don't know why.
You feel responsible for far too many people, you know. Me and Cliff included.
You still think I'm being a bit high-handed, don't you? Taking charge of Kath's money
for you? No, no, no. Well, no, not high-handed exactly. I can see your point. Well, I don't know that Cliff ever will mind.
He seems to have forgiven me for it, more or less.
Well, we're not going to pick a quarrel with you, George, but we're not kids either. We're old enough to make a mess of our lives in our own way.
Granted. But I'm not having Cliff make a mess of your life for you, Shirley. I'm quite fond of Cliff, but you are Kath's daughter. You're important to me.
Yeah, well, don't let's start on all that again. I'd just like you to feel you've only got yourself to bother about. That you're getting a nice flat. Mm. You're not happy over the shop anymore, you know you're not.
No. No, I'm not. There's no denying it.
You got any ideas yet?
Yes. That's why I'm selling the Kane House flat. I need the money.
Well, what about Mum's money from the shop?
I regard that as yours and Cliff's.
Well, not all of it.
I regard myself as holding it in trust. What in the world's that?
It sounds as if they're calling for Dickon.
Hmm?
You know, Dickon Firth, the boy in the top flat.
Yes, yes, I know Dickon.
Shut up.
Oh, young hooligan.
Probably that party down the road.
What party?
The delicatessen.
Well, the squatters, you mean?
Yes. Quite a lot of music coming from there when I crossed the road. Lights blazing.
Oh.
Hi.
Hello. Who are you?
Vicky. Have you brought a bottle?
What do you think this is? A balloon?
In that case, you can come in. You better tell me who you are first, though.
Oh, I'm Dickon.
Oh, you're Dickon. Why didn't you say? He's come!
I say, do you always go round dressed like that?
Only for parties. I can slip into something loose if you'd rather.
Oh, no, no. Looks very nice to me.
Thank you. You better go up and see Debbie first. It's urgent. We'll be right back.